Department of Human Services Director Melba De Peña-Afine. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you for the invitation.
In mid-September, the state's new online eligibility and enrollment portal goes live. Eligibility and enrollment in what services are we talking about?
So we are very excited because, indeed, we are going live with a new system. And that would be establishing eligibility for all of our programs, whether it's cash assistance, food assistance, child care, long-term care, all of the services will be included in the new system. And important to note that we will not be changing any regulations on those programs. What we're going to be doing is finding a more innovative way to deliver those services.
Mm-hmm. So in one place, you'll be able to find out if you're eligible for a service like Medicaid or food stamps and enroll.
Correct.
Okay. So how did enrollment work before for people who aren't familiar with it, with the process, and what was wrong with that system?
Right. So we have a system that's 30 years old, that is a very old technology that relies a lot on paper to be able to accomplish the work that we do every day.
So someone would have to come into an office or send in paperwork by mail?
Correct. So it's based on coming into the office, but not only that, because we will have that ability when we go live as well. Our workers will remain in the office to be able to help families. The issue with this was that it was a very siloed system where, for example, if I will come in and I need three different programs, which is very common for many of our families, I will have to go see three different caseworkers. Mm. In some cases, I may have to fill out two to three applications. The same information needed to be collected for all three programs, and all three workers had a different way of storing that information in the system. So with the new system, what happened is one entry, in other words, you put all of my information, it's stored in the system to be able to be used for any other programs at any time. So in other words, if I applied today, but because I needed food assistance, but 3 months later, I lost my job, I could come in and with the same information that's already in the system, all I need to do is update the information and then a new eligibility will be determined.
Hmm. And if people don't have a computer at home, they could go to a public library or could they still come into an office or call?
Yes, because we understand that this is transforming the way we're doing business. All of our field offices will have what we call a computer lab, where a family could come into the office and use the offices there with the computer and enter the information.
Melba De Peña-Afine, the system has cost millions to build. And, you know, it's complicated. It's combining all these legacy systems, pulling information from lots of places. You know, we understand that. How might it save taxpayers money in the long run, though?
Several things. It will really be a smart technology that could detect waste and abuse. That's number one. So what we're doing is delivering services for families who qualify for at the time that they need it. But we also understand that there's a second layer of that, which is sometimes it's a delayed when there's a change in household. It's not quickly communicated through the systems that are in place now. And as a result of that, families stay on programs that they may not qualify for a longer period of time. And then the third way that it will save money is by creating efficiencies at the department. We will be reorganizing the offices to make sure that the efficiencies are taken into account the new system. Mm-hmm. And so those three aspects of the new way that we do business will ensure savings.
You mentioned fraud. Tell me a little bit about how much fraud there has been and how it was happening or how it's been happening up until now. How will the system curb
Correct.
That?
So right now we rely on a neighbor or a friend or someone that says, I know this family, they have another job and they are really abusing the system, and we want to report them. So that's one way that we rely on. The second is our workers, when they meet with families, they're trained to be able to determine if some of the information that is being provided is contradictory or may lead to a fraud investigation. And so they will report that to a special unit, which does the front end for one side. And then the second is once you've been a family that has been enrolled in a program, the front unit could also investigate any potential fraud. And those are the ways that we've been relying on. Now, the new system is very
smart. So kind of word of mouth, almost.
Correct.
Okay.
The new system has already, you know, data analytics that it's built in, a lot of the business rules that are already built into the system. And furthermore, it's developed in a way that there are quite a few interfaces coming in real time to letting us know the difference, if there's been a new job, if there's been a promotion. But at the same time, we will also be able to know if a family has lost a job. That also feeds into the new system.
And do you anticipate any technical or customer service hiccups, anything people should know about as you ramp up with this new system?
With a project of this magnitude, it's very difficult to project what could happen. Mm-hmm. And every IT project that I've known people involved in, this is my first, there's always little things. So what we're doing is we have been going across the state doing presentations to community agencies. And now we're going to be training those community helpers so that we have a network of people in the community that is able to help us in case that anything like that happens. But we are taking this very seriously. It's a huge undertaking, the biggest IT project that the state of Rhode Island has undertaken. And as such, there are contingency plans in place. We have training available for anybody that wants to become a helper for families that need assistance. And all field offices have been going through a transformation in the way we deliver services. So I think we're very prepared, but we also understand that there may be some hiccups that we need to fix along the way.
Melba De Pena Afine, heading up the state's largest IT project ever from the Department of Human Services. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.